Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Air Force has a challenge, how to train airmen as purely drone pilots without making them in-plane pilots first. To find out how, Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni speaks with 1st Reconnaissance Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Carl Miami, 13th Reconnaissance Squadron Formal Training Unit Commander Major Daniel Reed, and 12th Reconnaissance Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Bashani Whitmore.
Because we do worldwide operations, there's a high demand signal for these aircraft and capabilities. And because of this high demand, that signal then gets sent back through the system, and unfortunately it forces us to produce more type of manpower in the system. Well, the Air Force also has demands in other platforms, manned platforms, and other jobs around the Air Force. And so there's always this tug of war going on for manpower. But ultimately, because these systems are executing worldwide operations all the time, and they're kind of a no-fail mission, then we always have to make sure that we're operating. There's a unique aspect to unmanned aircraft also that creates some complexity because we operate them from home station and we also deploy. And because of that structure, the individuals that are back at home station actually are on days, swings, and mids. So they're on all three shifts all the time, continuously at work. And so, and not just because of that, because we also fly all over the world, we have to specialize our folks in various theaters so that they're able to ensure that they're operating the aircraft safely based on that region around the world. And so because of that, that creates unique scheduling challenges for our community. And so now you just need more people to be able to offset some of those challenges, unfortunately. And so then we lean a lot on our folks at the formal training unit and our young aviators to be able to max perform, not just producing more pilots, but also them being highly competent and skilled as they execute their missions.
So you've created this fairly new aviation fundamentals training program. How is that increasing the level of experience for your pilots?
Aviation fundamentals training is a program that we started at the FTU to give our new student RPA pilots the opportunity to fly in civilian aircraft in the local area here at Beall Air Force Base. It's essentially a flight program that gives them airtime to augment IFS and URT, which is the introductory flight screening program, and their remotely piloted aircraft training program at Randolph. And it's intended to dovetail with the ops squadron that Colonel Whitmore commands.
And this may be kind of a dumb question, but how does flying an actual plane help you fly a plane when you're remotely piloting it?
Essentially, flying in a civilian aircraft emphasizes or really focuses on the concept of airmanship, which is essentially an air sense that you can only get through experience flying in the air with an intense focus on situational awareness and communication. The benefit of the Cessna is that it's a low-cost option that we're using voluntarily with our students exclusively during off-duty hours. And the usage of the Cessna allows us to focus on the subjective areas that can't as effectively be taught in a simulator, classroom environment, or a structured local RPA training flight situation. So the Cessna really is the ideal platform to train in those subjective areas.
So when a student actually goes up in the Cessna, what sort of training are they getting while they're up there? Is it just purely regular flying, or you know, are you looking for certain things while you're up there?
Each sortie that we have planned in our Cessna syllabus does have specific objectives and focuses, but in general, the focus of the program is the concept of airmanship, which is situational awareness and communication. These are the aspects that are, again, hardest to teach in training environments, and the Cessna really does most effectively teach it.
So the challenge that I experienced as a commander is when this community was stood up, as with any new community, especially aviation community, you have to pull individuals from other communities to stand that up. And so primarily individuals that were brought over here were people from the mobility community that founded this community. What that did, though, is that they were told, for the most part, that most of them would be here for a couple of years, and then they would go back to their previous platforms. And so what that created was a vacuum at this point in time, because most of those people have started to head back to their communities. And the individuals that came from manned platforms bring a wealth of experience on just general aviation experience and airmanship that Major Reed's been talking about, that my young 18Xers, is an RPA pilot, as well as my enlisted pilots who are now flying within my unit, do not traditionally get to the robust standards that you would get at a undergraduate pilot training that a manned aviator goes to. And so it's not to say that they don't receive high quality training, but the actual pipeline that they come in is not as long, and it does not go over all the same skill sets to the level that you do at undergraduate pilot training. And then when they just fly the aircraft around, in a C-17 or a C-130, there's just certain experience and skill sets that you get from that. And so we've infused this community with that experience, but now that experience is leaving. And so now we've been trying to find innovative ways to bolster our folks with their skill sets. And so we look at our young folks and say, how can we better enhance your skill sets as you're flying? And so we look at things that they traditionally do not deal with as often, and that's what we're hoping to capitalize on with this new flight training program, is areas that we think we're losing experience at as people go back to manned flying.
So this is almost like the first generation of purely unmanned aerial aircraft flyers, right? That didn't come from some sort of pilot background, but rather are just the remote pilots, right?
That's correct. Yes. And so those individuals are now lieutenants and captains, and soon to be will be, within the next couple of years, you'll have actual leadership that is purely 18X RPA pilots. Now, I'm an RPA pilot by trade, but I also used to fly B-1s many years ago. And so the individuals that are coming up now and the unique skill set of the enlisted pilots coming up are going to create a unique cultural shift in the Air Force, which I think will probably be good, but we have to make sure that we are arming them with the skill sets that are needed to be successful as these manned platform individuals go back to their aircraft, and we truly are our own community.
At the squadron level, we've been empowered to solve our problems, and this is the way we're solving our problem now, but I don't know if that's the solution long-term for the RPA community. That's going to be up to Doc Whitmore and Dan Reed here to figure that out for the RPA community. There are technologies out there that could probably eventually replace the desired learning objectives we go after by putting, 18X pilots or 18X trained pilots into Cessnas. However, we're not there yet, right? So you can imagine like a virtual environment with some AI interface that could create the dynamic environment that you get while you're flying. It's just for us right now, we don't have that.
That was 1st Reconnaissance Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Carl Mamie, 3rd Reconnaissance Squadron Formal Training Unit Commander Major Daniel Reed, and 12th Reconnaissance Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Bashani Whitmore, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.